This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks for joining the show. Thanks for being part of the show. Remember, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Or you can ask for text alerts. That's the word I'm looking for, okay? You can text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. Okay, listen, Sean, I've got this is like smorgasbord hour, all right? I got all kinds of crazy stories going on that I want to try to get through, at least touch on. Some of them you're never going to believe anyhow. Even when I tell you them, you're going to go, yeah, okay. Then you know what? You're embellishing. You're making it up. You're whatever. It's that simple. California governor proposes lower traffic fines for lower offenders. Now, I touched on this earlier. For low-income offenders, I'm sorry. So anybody who makes less than $26,000 a year now in the state of California, if your car gets towed, you get pulled over for not having a license, or you don't have insurance, or you've been speeding and all those things apply, you will not be charged as much as I will. Your fine will be less money. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that great? Matter of fact, my understanding is he's cutting it in half. So if the normal fine for speeding, let's say it's $150 or you know, parking in the wrong spot, $150, they'll pay $75, I pay $150. And I'm paying taxes. Right? I'm an American citizen. I've been here. I live here. I've been here forever. And I pay half of what a potential illegal would pay. Now let's talk about this, right? Because the reason they call it low income is because they're including everybody in that. And as I said once before, they don't file taxes. So they can claim like they do with the Affordable Care Act, anything they want to. You have to believe them. And the courts are going to see massive losses. So what Mr. Nuisance is talking about doing is taking money again, as he always does, pulling almost $12 million out of the state general fund. Isn't that nice? Only he can get away with that. They don't push back on him at all. Almost 3.6 million traffic tickets were issued throughout the state last year, while over 1.4 billion worth of fines were collected. Another 1.8 billion went unpaid. Right? 1.8 billion. Go get him. Get the car. Oh, that's right. You don't know where they live. All that licensing you did for illegals, you don't know where they live, do you? We've crossed a tipping point, said State Judicial Council Administrator Martin Hoshino. Why impose a level where they can't pay and never pay? Well, let them get in front of a judge. How about that? I mean, I'm not the smartest guy in the room here. Let them get in front of a judge. Let the judge tell them, okay, here's your financial situation. Then you can afford to pay this. You can pay it out over this period of time. You know, low income. Does that include college kids? Right? What about high school kids with their first car? The so-called fine reduction program. It's already been implemented in Ventura, Tulare, and Shasta counties. These are San Francisco. Don't forget that. These are counties known for high numbers of illegals. right? I mean, think about it. There's been over 1,500 low-income drivers have had their fine obligations slashed, right? Does this count with, you know, drunk driving? I'm just curious. I mean, where's the stop point? Where's the point where you go, okay, this is ridiculous? Anyhow, all right. No, I want to find the other California one. This is a good, great one. Not that one. I don't like that one. You know, California, we have to be the first to show you how screwed up things are, right? How bad it is. Now, you know, Governor Newsom started off with he wants to give the state buildings over to the homeless. He wants them to be able to live in these buildings. Not work. Live in these buildings. So you have to take these buildings, you have to flip them to residences. I don't know how you're going to do that easily. So as I said before, instead of them crapping outside the street, they can crap in a nice warm hallway. Why? Because you think you're going to charge these homeless people rent for heat, for water, for electricity? No. Not going to happen. California State is buying FEMA trailers. This is amazing. Right? Now, this is going on in a couple of places, but California's buying FEMA trailers as part of a $1 billion plan to house the homeless. I want you to think about something. Have you seen the homeless lines with the living in tents and all this? And what they're doing? And so the state of California is going to buy millions of dollars into Oakland to house the homeless. 15 trailers purchased from the Federal Emergency Management Agency that once were used to house wildfire evacuees. Newsom unveiled these trailers as part of his ambitious plan to spend $1 billion to fight homelessness in California. How do you fight homelessness? Oh, God. How do you fight homelessness? By simply giving them a place to live. And all you people that come after us Christians and you say, well, you're a Christian, you should want to take care of these people. Jesus didn't tell us to feed them every day. Teach them how to feed themselves. Right? Don't bring them a fish. Teach them to fish. It ain't that hard. So now what you're going to do is you take a bunch of people who don't want to go somewhere to live because there's places and shelters they can go to begin with. Now you're going to give them these trailers, these nice new trailers or newer trailers, okay, to go into for what? How long do you think they will last? What do you think they're going to look like in 90 to 120 days? Right? I mean, seriously. I'm sure they'll be pristine, perfectly clean, no problems to speak of. This ain't going anywhere. We're going to hit the story again on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wise guys, try one more thing. One more. I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
I like it. I'm going to listen to it. We are back. You listen to Real Title on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Part of the solution, actually. Look, California is just a different breed, different animal. I didn't even say different universe. What do you think? Yeah? Okay, good. I'm glad you're with me. So, Gavin, you know, as I was saying the last, before the commercial, Gavin Newsom, is really, I don't know what he's trying to do. Is he trying to accommodate the homeless? Not fix it, but accommodate? I mean, think about something. You've seen these little trailers, I don't know, they're 15-footers, 20-footers, whatever they are. They're not big. They're not large ones. He's buying these FEMA trailers. He's starting off with 15. This is just a pilot program. He's going to do more. He's going to spend almost $1 billion, okay? And he said the 15 trailers were housed. Now listen carefully. The trailers will house 60 to 70 people. 15 trailers, 60 to 70 people. All right? I don't know how. It's just going to make it worse. Those trailers are made to take, you know, maybe four people max living in them. These aren't the big, 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 big ones. Like four people max in them. And what are you going to do about the bathroom, toilet, and water facilities for these people? I'm not saying you leave them in the street, don't get me wrong, but this may not be the answer. Now, the mayor of Oakland says to qualify for these trailers, right? I mean, first of all, they want to try to house the youth. To qualify, homeless families will have to show that at least one of the adults or one adult has a job. Each trailer contains three beds, a sofa bed, a bathroom, and a kitchen. What can the job be? How much money does it have to be? You got one person, if they got a job, in most cases, is it really that hard to find a place to live? Are they going to give it to them? They have a job. What other guidelines are there? I mean, what if you can't afford food, toilet paper? Remember, like I said a minute ago, they have to be drained. Those things don't just drain themselves. The governor admits this is just a drop in the bucket. And the state will distribute another $650 million over the next few months to cities across California. Right? Some will receive a few extra dollars because they've got a bigger problem, like Alameda County and Oakland. Roughly 100 of those properties will start turning over to local jurisdictions so they can start building on those sites. State's got some vacant land. So they're going to start taking their vacant land. The state will take, and they'll start putting those trailers on there and giving those trailers to homeless people. I said it earlier, and I meant it. What about our vets? What are we giving them? What are we going to help them with? We're going to give them a place to live? The governor says that by latest count, California has 151,000 homeless people. Yeah, that's the ones they've counted. That's the ones they've caught or seen or been able to document. Local radio station interviewed two homeless people near the governor's press conference. You know, I'm glad they could make it. Emily Smith and Marcus Douglas, they were evicted from their longtime East Side Oakland home 2 months ago. Now they sleep in a truck. He said, I applied for a house. I applied for everything you could think of. I got nothing. They said their disability and Social Security checks aren't enough to pay rent. It's very cold out here. Living in a truck is real cold, said Smith. They like the new trailer program, but they don't qualify. Because they don't have a job. Right? Think about it. They're waiting for Section 8 housing now. The governor said he's requesting another $750 million to fight homeless in the new budget. Yeah, the new budget has 70% more spending in it. It's up by 70%. This is great. No, really. I look at this stuff and I just laugh to a degree. These are band-aids. These aren't real issues. Look at, you got hotels, motels, places like that all over the place that have been abandoned, that are falling apart. The state can take those over and make them temporary housing. And don't just make it temporary housing. We've seen this happen in other places. Make it so that not only do they have to do that, is it temporary housing, but you got to do something. Whether you work there on premises to help keep it clean or to fix it or what have you, you get a job skill to help train you, you get the medical attention you need to do something for that job. I mean, for that accommodation, if you would. And there shouldn't be anything wrong with that. Or should they just get what they get because they're human beings and they have a heartbeat? Because I could have a field day with you from a Christian point of view on that. That's an easy one. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. God bless Texas. Right? I mean, first of all, we have in Virginia, we have our sheriffs have decided that the sheriffs that have decided that they're going to be sanctuary Second Amendment counties. Now I don't know how they're going to. I don't know how the government or the governor is going to push back on that because they have sanctuary cities, that accommodate people that are here illegally already breaking the law. So if that's the case, a Second Amendment sanctuary just says this sanctuary, this area, this place is going to uphold the law. Is actually going to make sure that we conform to the Constitution. How are you going to fight that one? Especially in court. Does that governor really think that he's going to call out the National Guard against the Sheriff's Department? Is that really the fight he wants to have? Is that how far the left has gone? How far they've lost their minds? I mean, really? Now, three Texas towns vote to become sanctuary cities for the unborn. What do you think of that, huh? That's a great idea. And what's wrong with that? See, I told you, they play by two different sets of rules, two different sets of laws. One for them, one for everybody else. See, in a sanctuary city, they're not going to play with the feds. They're not going to hand over criminals. They're not going to hand over people that have broken the law, which they should in a heartbeat. And they justify that. They're human beings. They're just here for a better life. Why should we hand them over to you and send them back? And now you have a sanctuary city for life. And all they're doing is protecting a human being before it's born. That's terrible, isn't it? Joe Mazzini, your host. Great idea, by the way. Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The FBI now believes the Saudi Arabian government almost certainly helps its citizens flee the country after they are accused of serious crimes, undermining the U.S. judicial process, according to a newly declassified document.
The action is done in part to spare the wealthy Persian Gulf Kingdom embarrassment, according to the FBI. Intelligence officials believe the escapes from justice will continue without intervention by the U.S. government. The details are contained in an intelligence bulletin. The FBI released the document as part of a recent law pushed by U.S. Senator Ron Wyden, Democrat from Oregon, and signed by President Donald Trump that requires the FBI to publicly disclose what it knows about the Saudi government's suspected role in helping its citizens avoid prosecution. Thanks for spending part of your day with us. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Please be involved in the conversation. Please, you know, be involved, be engaged. It's the only way we're going to make a difference. You got to get informed. Once you get informed, you go there and do something with it. Make a difference. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me know where I'm wrong, where I'm off, how dumb I am, how smart I am. I'll take those, too. Anyway, we're talking about the three Texas towns that vote to become sanctuary cities for the unborn. This sanctuary city thing, I'm liking it because it's going to come back to bite them. As it already has, if you think about it, right? So, if you can have a sanctuary city to house or to hide illegal aliens, a legal term, not a Joe term, right? Then this should be a no-brainer here. No, I'm dead serious. This should be easy stuff. Sanctuary city for Second Amendment, sanctuary city for life. I like it. Works for me. Anyway, 855, like I said, Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I like this one. Now, I've been telling you this for a long time. I've been on your case for a long time. And finally, we're starting to see it from mainstream, for lack of a better term, Christian publications. They must be listening to the show. One publication says, if Christians don't personally engage in politics, it's all over for America. And he's so true. You know, I've said this over and over and over again. We have allowed them, and you know who them are. But we have allowed them to set the narrative for us as Christians. We've allowed them to set the narrative for the rest of the country, the ungodly. And if you're an atheist listening to this show, maybe it's the first time, or maybe you've been listening for a long time, you know I don't hate anybody. But Christians, from a Christian philosophy, a Christian mindset, we are to get along with everybody. We not allow people to walk all over us, but we are to get along everybody as we can. We're not convert or kill. We're love to convert. That's how it is. And loving doesn't mean that I agree with everything you want to do, say, feel, or be. It simply means I try not to hurt you. I try not to harm you. I try to help you become a better person if that's what you want. But that doesn't mean I agree with everything you want or want to do for that matter. But if we don't fail to act, if we don't go out there, if we don't tell the story, if we don't stand up for our own rights, nobody else is going to do. Nobody. Now, believe it or not, out of the mouth of Robert Marshall, former member of the Virginia House of Delegates, wrote a piece about this Equality Act that was being pushed. And he had it down back then. I mean, he had it down to see. He wrote this a little while back. I don't mean years back. A little while back. He said, on October 30th, 2008, Barack Obama said that we are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States. He was right. The legal policy changes under the Obama administration paves the way for the so-called Equality Act, or H.R. 5, which passed the U.S. House of Representatives on May 17, 2019. The vote was 236 to 173. Now, the act would fundamentally and radically alter civil rights, or the civil rights law, to prohibit discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity. In the same way that racial discrimination is prohibited. Now, I want you to think about something here. This wasn't not thought through. I'm sure the people put this together thought this through. Where does the sexual orientation and gender identity stop? I've had people write me emails and say it's borderline hate speech from me, especially as an elected official, to get behind these kind of laws, these kind of rules that say, no, you can, but it's not discrimination. You can live what your religious belief is. Now, if my religious police system first called for the killing of people who didn't believe, I wouldn't be part of the system. I wouldn't be a Christian. Because Christ, or the God, the Christian God, is one that loves. There is love. There is forgiveness. There's understanding. There's training. There's disobedience. All of that, discipline. All of that comes from my God, from the Christian God. So for you to sit there, think, say, whatever, and say that you have to have a sexual orientation and gender identity in the Equality Act. Now, it's one thing to be fired for gender identity or even sexual orientation. But how? How are you going to force people in a religious organization to say, well, I know your scripture says that, but you're going to have to ignore it? This is exactly what our founding fathers wanted with that so-called separation of church and state, which doesn't exist. They had no inkling that the government would force you to believe or not believe something. That was never, never the mindset. And don't you find it interesting that they take all of the separation of church and state from one letter written by one founding father that wasn't even a part of writing the Constitution? And you would think in all this time, there would have been records, there would have been journals, there would have been court cases in those hundreds of years that since this country was formed that would have dealt with this. No, not the sexual orientation, but the whole discrimination thing. Are you saying that they didn't care about it? You need to go back and reread the Constitution, and you need to reread it, understanding what they had in mind when they were laying it down. What were they running away from? It wasn't just taxation, my friends. The Equality Act fundamentally did change the civil rights laws. Again, simply by adding sexual orientation and gender identity. The way the laws are written, you can't apply any kind of religious out to these things. Now, an analysis by a pro-life and pro-family organization, as well as the U.S. Catholic bishops, they've warned that this would be a problem. They've warned that the Equality Act would require faith-based hospitals, doctors, nurses to participate in or and perform or assist with abortions or lose their medical licenses. Now, how is having an abortion a discriminatory act, or not having, or not allowing abortions? How is that discriminatory? Is it discriminatory if a hospital doesn't have lung transplants, heart transplants, eye transplants? Really, no, seriously. Think about it. Abortion has nothing to do with color. At least, that's what I've been told. It has nothing to do with sexual orientation. Strictly has to do with the taking of a life. It would require tax funding of all abortions without restrictions. Yeah, because that's why I want my money going to tax abort, right? Mandate that any entity that provides health care for pregnancy and childbirth be required to provide abortion as a related medical condition. Explain that to me. It is not a condition. I mean, it's not a medical condition anyway. I mean, how does stopping the reproductive system from working properly, how is that a medical condition? Right? It would force women to share private, intimate space with men who identify as females, including in bathrooms, lockers, schools, hospitals, prisons, gyms, and so forth. This goes back to this thing that just took place where the you can't call him cisgen, I guess. A partial transgender woman who still had the male genitalia, right? They went to the bikini wax. Now, really? So you're going to go into a woman's spa, if you would, where they're all women in there, and you want them to give you bikini wax when they can't. And actually, it's worse than that. He wanted all the hair gone. And now he's suing the establishment, or sued the first one and lost, or was thrown out. Now he's trying to sue another one. This is how far they'll go. And under the law, if this law had gone through the way it was written, under that law, that place could be closed down. Those people could go to jail, and they could be fined. Because a woman refused to be forced to touch a man's genitalia. We're losing it. We'll be back in a minute.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
No, I couldn't do it if I wanted to. Trouble with your host. This is the Real Title of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks for being with me. Look, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, or you can, text. That's right, sign up for the text alerts, TRS to 77222, just send TRS to 77222. We're talking about what might have happened, what would have happened if this so-called Equality Act actually went through the way it was originally written. And why Christians really need to pay attention to what's going on in government. What's being passed. Remember when Hillary Clinton and what's his name? Tim Kaine, whatever his name was. I can't remember. When they were running, religion, certain things were brought up. And Hillary said point blank, we will change the law unless you come in line with today's way of thinking. Tim Kaine flat out said, hey, look, if you don't change your scripture, then we will write laws to go against what you believe. That's basically what he said. So if you didn't come in line, if you didn't change your scripture, in the Christian Bible, if you had something in there that they didn't like, that they felt in today's world was not true or right, you're going to write a law to go against it. Go against God's law. Go think of that one. But I'm reading you, we're reading through some of the things that would show up in this bill, show up in this law. Faith-based hospitals or clinics could only do about 70% what they do now. They'd have to do abortions and such. And your tax dollars would go to every abortion performed. A mandate that any entity that provides health care for pregnancy and child care be required to provide abortions as a related medical condition. I went back to that because think about what they're saying. Right, you have to provide an abortion falls under a medical condition. An abortion is a remedy to something you don't want. Abortion is just flat out murder of something you don't want or someone that you don't want. It would disallow Catholic and private school single-sex sports teams from competing against public school sports teams, which will no longer be permitted to have discriminatory single-sex teams. So what do they do with the Title IX law? Totally wipe it out? Remember, it was to level the playing field between male and female. It was to equalize, or do we do the same thing still? And you know what's really funny is you're seeing it happen in wrestling, in baseball or softball, whatever, in running, in swimming. You're seeing these transgender females, for those of you who are a little slow in the uptake, these are people that were born male and identify as female. They go into the female sports and they kick butt. 9.5 out of 10 times, they kick butt on the women. And we're supposed to accept that. Those poor girls, those poor young ladies, have worked their whole lives, and they were little girls, to make it in that, I don't know, whatever the sport it is, to make it in that sport, to have a guy come alongside, identify as a female, and take all their dreams away. It's not right. I'm sorry, but it's not right. Okay, where was I? It makes me nuts. And anything I say to defend that, people will get crazy over. Look, I'm almost blind in one eye. There are certain things I can't do. There are certain things you don't want me doing. I can't fly a commercial plane, you know, like a jetliner. Well, that's discriminatory. How come only people with vision in both eyes can do that? At a certain level. Oh, no, it's a safety issue. Well, no, actually, there's plenty of one-eyed pilots up in the air that you don't even know about. And it's not a safety issue when a male enters a wrestling scenario, or what is it, kickboxing or anything like that. Somebody who's born a male and decides that they're a female, and they get in those rings with females, and they're hurting them. They're doing physical damage to these girls that was never done before to them, ever. And I dare one of those, either the transgender or transgender supporter, to say, well, those girls just need to tough it up. Let's see how that plays out, right? It will decertify Catholic and Christian schools from satisfying state compulsory attendance laws if they refuse to adopt LGBTQ policies. Right? It's going to treat religious schools, Christian schools, as hate schools, basically. You're going to compare them to Ku Klux Klan. I mean, seriously, think about this. You send your kids to private schools for many reasons. No, not to be white supremacists, because maybe you've worked hard, you've busted hump to make a few extra bucks because you want your kids to have a different kind of education. A lot of people send their kids to private schools. They like the uniform idea. They like the amount of homework they get. They like the training that they get. It was for big groups like the Knights of Columbus. I always think of that. Knights of Columbus. Catholic charities and Christian nonprofits for receiving community block grants from local governments for housing for the disabled or for seniors unless they accommodate the LGBTQ agenda. Again, this is what Xander was talking about earlier. It's become a business, for God's sakes. Right? I mean, you know, think about it. The Knights of Catholic Charities? How are they going to hire a transgender, bisexual, I don't know, whatever, when it's against their scripture? Now, notice the scripture doesn't say beat them into submission, kill them, take an arm or a leg, poke their eyeballs, or whatever. No, it doesn't say any of that. In fact, we're supposed to love them into the kingdom. We're supposed to love them into the community. That doesn't, again, mean we agree. How many of you, I mean, I almost hate to ask that question, but how many of you parents let your kids, whether you approve or not, you let them do 100% of what they want to do? Yeah. How much do you love your kids when you let them do everything they want to do? You need to stop them from doing things that could hurt themselves, take them in the wrong direction, or whatever. It's okay to do that. It would prohibit Catholic schools and parishes from obtaining construction loans from federally chartered banks or savings. Look at this. They squeezing tighter and tighter. I said it earlier. Look at the laws. Look what we're doing. For a very small, I mean, I'm not talking about that they don't matter and they don't count. That's not what I mean by this. But look at the breadth and the width of what we're changing for a small community. How broad brush we're being. Some of it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Absolutely none. You cannot force a Catholic school to hire same-sex marriage, same-sex couple, married couple, because they don't recognize the marriage, number one, and they don't believe same-sex couples can be married and are acceptable from a biblical perspective. But you're going to force them to do that, right? Remove children from the legal custody of their parents if they try to prevent their minor child from taking cancer-causing puberty-blocking drugs or cross-sex hormones recommended by school counselors or provided by social welfare agencies. Again, totally ludicrous. Totally asinine. You finally, after all these years of fear, you finally have doctors coming forward and saying this is wrong. Do not play with... Look, most of these people, a lot of these people don't believe in God. They believe in Mother Nature. Don't play with Mother Nature. There are chemicals that have to go through your body. There's chemicals that help strengthen your bones, male or female. There are things that have to take place in your body in the first, I don't know, 11, 12 years. They say up to 26 years. That if you stop, you can shorten, you can hurt the life of a child. You can, again, as it says here, which is true, you know, you can introduce cancer-causing agencies. Why would you do this? Why would you do this to our precious little children that you keep telling me how precious they are and we have to save them and support them? You don't save them and support them by giving them everything they want. Every time they feel like they are something, a different sex or a unicorn or whatever, you can't tell them they're not. They want to end women-only and men-only shelters. It's amazing. Especially if the shelters serve drug addicts or battered women or homeless women. Yeah, that'll be safe, don't you think? I mean, this goes on and on and on. It'll decertify foster care and adoption agencies, but don't place children with gay couples. It'll require small businesses owned by Catholics to promote and affirm LGBTQ sexual behavior or face fines. People, this is not what our founding fathers had in mind. Not even close. And if you don't like it, what are you doing here? Why did you come here, some of you? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down. You're going to need to put it in your phone. I want you to call. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Have a great rest of the weekend.